program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dwayne Brown. The U.S. and its allies are still weighing if and when they might carry out a military strike against Syria after another apparent chemical weapons attack on its people. NPR's Greg Myrie has this report.
The White House is working with Britain and France over possible joint military action in Syria, where dozens of civilians were killed in the suspected chemical attack last week. However, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says there's no final decision yet. And Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is striking a cautious note, saying he wants to guard against events escalating out of control. An international inspection team is on the way to Syria to look for evidence in Douma, an area rebel fighters have held for years near the capital, Damascus. The same organization found that chemical weapons were used in an attack last year. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
President Trump has signed an executive order to create a panel to investigate the U.S. Postal Service's finances. As NPR's Scott Newman reports, it follows the president's Twitter criticism of online shopping giant Amazon.
The move comes after a drumbeat of criticism of the Postal Service from the president. He says it's locked in a money-losing deal to deliver packages for online retailer Amazon, and he has frequently taken to Twitter to say so. But the Postal Service says the president is wrong. Yes, the independent federal agency does lose money, and that's been going on for years. But as for package delivery, that's actually a moneymaker for the post office. And Amazon deliveries make up a huge chunk of the post office's business. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos also owns the Washington Post newspaper, which has been a frequent Trump target for its aggressive coverage of the administration. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Relatives of a Pakistani man killed by a U.S. diplomat in a road accident have protested in Islamabad. They're demanding the government ensure the diplomat faces trial, even though he has immunity. NPR's Dia Hadid has the latest.
Atiq Beg was killed when a U.S. diplomat appeared to run a red light and hit his motorcycle last week. The Associated Press identified the diplomat as the military attaché, Colonel Joseph Emmanuel Hall. Dozens of family members gathered near the site of the accident. The father of the slain man, Muhammad Idris, says his son planned to be a soldier. He says one day he hoped their son would support them. The Pakistani government has lodged a formal protest with the ambassador, David Hale. He'd earlier expressed sympathy and assured cooperation with the investigation. But the father says nobody's contacted him. He says if the diplomat had come right away and apologized, he would have forgiven him. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are trading lower across the board. The Dow is down more than 100 points. You're listening to NPR News. The CEO of a classifieds website that allows users to post escort ads has pleaded guilty to money laundering charges. Aditi Banlamudi from Capital Public Radio reports authorities are calling Backpage.com an online brothel.
The U.S. Justice Department seized the website earlier this week, citing it as the Internet's leading forum for prostitution ads, including ads depicting the prostitution of children. Carl Ferrer, the CEO of the site, admitted to working with co-conspirators to remove certain indicative terms and pictures from ads that would tip off authorities of prostitution. After the ads went through this process, they would be published on the site. Ferrer entered a plea agreement in Sacramento County Superior Court and could spend a maximum of 5 years in jail. Along with that, the plea agreement requires him to cooperate in the prosecution of the site's owners and make the company's data available. For NPR News, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi in Sacramento.
A long-shot bid to save hundreds of Toys R Us stores in the U.S. and Canada appears to have fallen short. A toy executive who launched the effort says he's disappointed, but still plans to formally submit a bid for more than 300 Toys R Us stores. Isaac Larian was behind the push to crowdfund a future for the toy chain, which is going out of business. He even pledged $200 million with other investors in hopes of saving part of the bankrupt chain. Long-term mortgage rates are flat as the spring home buying season gets into full swing. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fixed loan edged up to 4.42% this week. I'm Dwayne Brown. NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Penguin Young Readers, publisher of Island Born, a new picture book about cultural identity and community written by the brief, wondrous life of Oscar Wilde author Junot Diaz, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation at gatesfoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the second hour of the Blues Box this Friday. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time we hope you stay tuned for more good music. Coming up on the program, American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and more good music after that with Roger Cash at Freetown Radio at 3 p.m. We start off this hour with music from the late John Lee Hooker. Here's a tune he recorded a few times over the years. We're going to go back to a 1992 rendition of this number, and he had with him a special guest, Jimmy Vaughn, on this track, a number that must have done him a lot of good when Eric Burdon and the Animals had a huge hit with it back in 1964. Hopefully John Lee got some good royalties out of it. Here's John Lee Hooker with Boom Boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down at all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk up and down the floor when you're talking to me, that baby talk. I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead. Then on my feet, how, 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 how. Walk that walk and talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. Now, baby. Yeah.
love me today, yeah, and then you're gone tomorrow. First you bring me joy, and then you bring me sorrow. I never know just what you are thinking of. I don't want no part-time love. You tell me the truth, and then you tell me a lie. First you said hello, well, and then you say goodbye. I never know, well, what you are thinking of. No part-time love. Got a sign on my window saying full-time employment. The work is steady and there's full-time enjoyment. You gotta stay on the place. Days a week and not a Sunday. You tell me you will, then you turn right around and say you won't. First you say you do, oh my mind, and then you say you don't. I never know, Lord, I never know just what you're thinking of.
From the 1994 release, Luther's Blues, that was Luther Allison with Part-Time Love. Allison schooled in the West Side style of Chicago blues that he heard and picked up back in the 1950s, mid to late 1950s, employing that melismatic technique that you so often hear in gospel music that B.B. King made famous and a number of others did. Powerful guitar lines, definitely a fine, fine blues artist. He was born in Mayflower, Mississippi, and moved to Chicago in the early 50s with his family, and ultimately moved to Paris and lived there for the rest of his life, with the exception of coming back to Chicago to play in blues festivals and do recordings for Alligator Records. He was preceded by John Lee Hooker. John Lee opened up the second hour of the Blues Box for us at Friday here on KRVS with one of his recordings of Boom Boom. And again, Jimmy Vaughn was a guest guitarist on that particular track. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Bernard Allison, Luther Allison's son, who followed in his footsteps. He's had several discs out. His latest is on Roof Records, and there's a new release. It's called Let It Go. Here's Bernard Allison from that disc with a number that John Lee Hooker covered, a piece first made famous by Brooke Benton, a number called Kitty-O.
Told you, baby, how I feel. One word can close this deal. Baby, be my queen of hearts. Please give me that love you've got. I want to say yeah, don't you say no. Makes me feel good, kitty-o. Maybe I'm just wasting time. Can't get you off of my mind. You can make me feel so good.
I know you could if you only would. I want to say yeah, don't you say no. Makes me feel good, kiddo. Well, I wrote you a 6-page letter. I called you on the phone. But when you start talking about the weather, kiddo, don't you know that is wrong? I can't stand all this playing around. Help me up, don't let me down. Kiss me, baby, tell me so. If you love me, let me know. I want you to say yeah, don't you say no. Makes me feel good, kiddo.
baby tonight.
Miss Freddie from a new disc called Lady of the Blues. Well, it's been out a few months now, I guess about 3 or 4 months. And she obviously was doing a number called Home Improvement. She's had a good band together for some time, and this disc is doing okay on the blues charts for her. She was preceded by Bernard Allison. We heard Bernard from his new disc, Let It Go. And again, he did a cover of a tune that was co-written by Brooke Benton, a piece called Kitty-O. And he is the son of the late Chicago blues artist and blues guitarist, Luther Allison. Music next here on KRVS from Marcia Ball's new disc, Shine Bright. If you want to hear her live, she'll be performing at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival tomorrow at 5:15 on the LA1 stage, and she's also going to be on the Blues Backstory stage at about 4 p.m. Here's Marcia again from her disc, Shine Bright, with a number called I'm Glad I Did What I Did.
Somewhere around. Hey, I'm a good woman, such a good woman. I'm a good woman, so don't
don't treat me like dirt. I don't go nowhere. You don't take me out. If I put on a nice dress, baby, you wanna start a fight. Even my next door neighbors notice the shape I'm in. They're all talking, yeah. Even my so-called friends. But I know what I'm gonna do.
Barbara Lynn from a compilation disc on Antone's Records put out back in 1992. Barbara Lynn from Beaumont, Texas. When she was in high school, she had her own band and played a left-handed Fender. She's a good guitarist and a fine singer and composer. Before hearing Barbara Lynn, we heard fellow Texan Marcia Ball. We heard Marcia from her new disc Shine Bright doing a number called I'm Glad I Did It When I Did It. Most of her fans are glad she did it too. No Remorse. And Marcia again will be playing at the Baton Rouge Blues Festival tomorrow, is it? Tomorrow. And she'll also be playing at the Festival International here in Lafayette shortly, and then after that for one of the Downtown Live concerts. Marcia Ball. Well, it's early next week. It's time to pay the piper. Tax time. We're going to turn to Eddie, the Chief Clearwater, and a little number about dealing with his issues with taxes.
My door. The IRS man. Oh, he came knocking at my door. I gave him all the money I had. But he said I owe just a little bit more. In my mind, sometimes I wonder, well, if this whole system is fair. Oh, I sometimes wonder if this whole
is anyway fair. No matter how you try, seems like the poor man can't get nowhere. Your mind you wreck, your back you break, the more you make, the more they'll take. Money's always going out, with very little coming in. No matter how you try, seems like the rich man always wins. Tax man, Mr. Tax man, can't you please give the poor man a break? Oh, I don't mind paying my taxes, but please don't take more than I make. I got them tag pain blue.
J.B. Lenore recorded in Chicago back in September of 1966. He was to pass away about a year later as a result of injuries received in a car wreck. He was only something like 37 years old at the time. Wonderful songwriter, originally from Mississippi, and ended up in Chicago in the 1950s and stayed there, wrote a lot of blues. Before we heard J.B. Lenore, we heard Eddie the Chief Clearwater on guitar and vocals, Sugar Blue on blues harp, Clearwater doing a number called The IRS Man. And we're going to go from federal to sales tax next here on KRVS. Some people had serious issues with that. Case in point, March of 1934. Here's Bo Carter, a.k.a. Armanser Chapman, along with Lonnie Chapman and Walter Vincent of the Mississippi Sheiks. The Mississippi Sheiks with a number called sales tax.
Hey, Walter, we need some cigarettes. Let's go in and get a pack. Okay.
Hello, boys. What can I do for you?
I have a pack of cigarettes.
All right. Here you are. Be 3 cents more, though.
What's that for?
Sales tax. Haven't you ever heard of sales tax?
I sure haven't. What's going to happen next, man? You know they got a law here they call sales tax.
Sales tax? What is that for?
That's 3 cent tax on everything that's sold. They said that's the government's rule.
The government's rule? Well, there's lots of things sold that the government knows anything about.
Well, I'll just sing a little song about the sales tax.
This time now, ain't suiting me. Corn is costing $1.03. The sales tax is on it. The sales tax is on it. The sales tax is on it. Everywhere you go. They live behind the jail. A sign on the wall saying liquor for sale.
You know the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Everywhere you go. I never seen the like since I've been born. The women got sales tax on the stuff at home.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Everywhere you go. You know these sales taxes are pain. You used to could buy it for $1 around. Now sales tax is on it all over town.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Oh,
the sales tax is on it.
Everywhere you go.
I'm as loving as a woman can be. The stuff I got, of course, your $1.03.
Oh,
the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Everywhere you go.
Now you may take me to be a fool. Everything is sold by the government rule.
Oh, you know the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Oh, the sales tax is on it.
Everywhere you go.
I got my income tax this morning. Yeah, and it got to be paid. I got my income tax slip this morning. Yeah, and it's got to be paid. It's a shame, it's a shame. No, this tax my boss has made. Tax on my electricity, tax on my gas. Should be paying tax balls on my... Yes, 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 I got my income tax slip this morning. Yes, it got to be paid. It's a shame, it's a shame. Notice tax my boss name. I've been to buy a pack of cigarettes. Taxes up 3 cents. Walked out my backyard, they put a doggone tax on my fence. I got my income tax this morning. Yes, it's got to be paid. It's a shame, notice how my boss is made. Tax on my electric, tax on my gas. Soon be paying tax balls on my, yes, 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 I got my income tax slip this morning. Yes, it got to be paid. Well, it hurt me, yes, it do. Lord, if I get a tax, my boss is made. I'm a tax tonight for you. Yeah. I went to buy a cake of soap, tax is up 3 cents. I walked out in the backyard, they had put a dog on, tax on my fence. I got my income tax slip this morning. Yes, it's got to be paid. It's a shame, know to begin to tax my boss's name. Tax on my electric, tax on my washing machine. Won't be no tax left board on a $10 bill. I got my income tax slip this morning. Yes, it got to be paid. It's a shame, know to begin to tag my boss's name.
Ralph Willis recorded in August of 1951 in New York City with a number called Income Tax Blues. He appears to be conflating sales tax and income tax. He was originally from Alabama, ended up going to North Carolina and picking up quite a bit on the Piedmont style of blues and ultimately moved to New York. Some of his recordings feature Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry backing him up. Ralph Willis. He was preceded by the Mississippi Sheiks along with a Boca Carter, Armitage Chapman. They did a number for us called Sales Tax. Again, they recorded that back in March of 1934. The Mississippi Sheiks are one of the most significant African-American string bands of that time. They were very, very well known and very influential, best known for their 1930 blues single, Sitting on Top of the World. We're going to turn to another hot blues artist of the 1930s. We're talking about Kokomo Arnold. He got his nickname Kokomo from the song he did, cover of Scrapper Blackwell's Kokomo Blues. But his most famous piece, of course, was a Milk Cow Blues. He was a very fast guitarist, slide guitarist, played left-handed guitar. We're going to listen to him do a number that basically it's a tune called The Twelves. He calls it, it's a tune called The Dirty Dozens. He calls it The Twelves, and it's quite a dynamic rendition of that piece from 1935. This is Kokomo Arnold here on the KRVS.
So the one everybody fall in line, shake your shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You shake your shimmy, shake it fast. If you can't shake your shimmy, shimmy, yes, yes, yes. Cause she's a dirty mistreater, robber and a cheater. Slip your into this and hop it in your cousin. Let your mama do the Lord alone. Down go your mama, out across the field, slipping on the slide, it's like an automobile. I hollered at your mama, I told her to wait. She slipped away from me just like a cat like eight. Cause she'd a run in the street, a robber and a cheater. Slip it in the desert, hop it in the curtain, let your mama do the Lord. I like your mama, sister too. I did like your papa, but your papa wouldn't do.
I met your papa on the corner the other day. I soon found out that he was funny that way. Caught you the dead in the street, a robber and a cheater. Slipped you in the dozen, your papa and your cousin. Let your mama do the Lord alone. I ride him, Mr. Kokomo, now get on it, boy. Ride it. Sit away down yonder, North Orleans. The wildcat jumped on the sewing machine. Sewing machine, sewed so fast, sewed 99 stitches up. Yes, 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 caught you the dirty mosquito. Robber and a cheater, slipped it in the dozen. Pop it in your cousin, let your mama do the Lord alone. I played Jackson. Now get on it. Said God made elephant, made him stout. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a snout. He made him a snout just as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a tail. He made him a tail just to fan the flies. He wasn't satisfied until he made him some eyes. He made him some eyes just to look on the grass. He wasn't satisfied until he made his yes, yes, yes. He made his yes, 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 and he didn't get it fixed. He wasn't satisfied until he made him sick. He made him sick, and then got him well. You know, but that the big boys caught in the hell, caught in the dirty mosquito, robbing at a cheetah, slipping in the dozen, popping in the cousin, let your mama do the Lord alone.
Administration of Congress or something. Good God, I might have had a poor chum. Rich would ride the automobile. Pressure made the poor people rob and steal. I look next door to rob the neighbor. Wasn't getting anything for their hard labor. Rocked about a crown for robbing and killing. The other president that made us more. Roosevelt stepped in, gave a comfortable home. Why, like a Roosevelt? Why, like a Roosevelt? Like a Roosevelt, for no kin. Good cut to my other poor man. I've told you the history of Roosevelt's life. How he's done with his real strife. Red daughter mine, but he never seen right. And I've been so worried. She was a girl. To Roosevelt, death was become a girl. She notified us some across the sea. She all get worried about for me. Keep on fighting for victory. Father did what you all was wrong. But what about the father when the verse is gone? Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt. Sad about Roosevelt for no kin. Good God, to my heart, a poor man. Got the mighty number, what a time. England and Churchill to resign. To work into the European war. Ah, put him out in the hands of the Almighty God. His success, actually. Good God the mighty, what history. Wish Roosevelt could live to see. Glory waving over Germany. God Almighty knew just what was the best. Knew the president needed a rest. Battle is fought. Victory done tomorrow. Children, our problems just begun. Burden get a heavy, don't know what to do. Call on Jesus, he's the president. Sad about Roosevelt. What is sad about Roosevelt? What is sad about Roosevelt? For no kin, good God to my help.
Blind Connie Williams, recorded by Pete Welding back in 1961 in Philadelphia. Welding discovered Blind Connie Williams performing on a street corner, ended up recording him. The recordings were released some years later, and this was a Blind Connie Williams rendition of an Otis Jackson gospel piece that was recorded shortly after Roosevelt's death in 1945. Before we heard Blind Connie Williams, we heard heard Kokomo Arnold from 1935 doing a number called The Twelves. We're going to turn next to Reverend Gary Davis. Blind Connie Williams went to Harlem a number of times and befriended Gary Davis, learned some of his style, as guitar styles. Davis, of course, an amazing player. Had a very pronounced and emphatic ragtime guitar style, and his vocals often sort of hoarse and gravelly, but there was something endearing about Blind Gary Davis. There was an authenticity about his playing and his singing that just rang true. Sometimes he'd have that emphatic ragtime style. Other times he'd have gently cascading arpeggios from his guitar. Case in point might be this next tune, one he was very famous for. Here's Reverend Gary Davis here on KRVS with Candyman.
Candyman, Indian gold. Candyman, Indian go, Candyman, Indian go. Yes, I give anything I really got a mighty world, I'll get my Candyman home. Candyman, sold the door. Candyman, 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 Santa Claus. I'll give you anything and I got a mighty world, getting my Candyman home. Big leg out of, 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 big leg out of. I love that big leg gal, God knows I do. Candyman, 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 Indian gold. Candyman, Indian gold. If you can't be my Candyman, you can't be my fattening hole. Run, get the picture, get the baby some bear. Run, get the picture, get the baby some bear. Run, get the picture, get the baby some bear. Run, get the picture, get the baby some bear. Run, get the picture, get the baby some bear. Run, get the picture, get the baby some bear. I give everything and I got a mighty world, get my Candyman home.
When the wind moves on
Mama, I don't know what to do. I just hope it is. Yeah, I don't know what to do. I know.
Recording for Vocalion Records back in 1929, that was Garfield Akers with a number called Cottonfield Blues, number 2, a tune based on a recording a few years earlier that was done by ragtime Henry Thomas out of Texas. Akers recorded only, or well, I should say there were only in existence four sides that he recorded, but he was fairly influential in his own area of Hernando, Mississippi. Both John Lee Hooker and Robert Wilkins have cited him as influences. Before we heard Garfield Akers, we heard the Reverend Gary Davis, recorded back in 1957, doing Candyman. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for a